You're obviously bringing a great sense of urgency to this. Has this been affected by things you've seen in your practice as an attorney and advisor to people?
It really has. And I tell you, there are few things as heartbreaking, I mean, literally heartbreaking, than to see somebody who provided for their family, who was able to do things throughout their entire lives, and then all of a sudden, they don't have enough to provide for themselves because they never took the time to really think about the fact that they were going to live. And a lot of that has been because of the marvels of modern science. If you think about it, you know, people didn't live as long as they used to live. As such, our systems aren't designed to take care of people that much longer. So what happens is that we've got so many more people who are dependent upon the government, and the government just simply doesn't have the money to pay for it. Well, if the government doesn't have money to pay for it, who's going to have to pay for it? What's going to happen is that we're going to have our taxes increased. We're going to have new sorts of programs instituted. The key is we want to make sure we can take care of ourselves. And I believe that if people gain this awareness and gain a good understanding of what they need to do, they can make sure that they protect themselves. Because the urgency that we speak of, you know, I tell people all the time, the difference between what you do today and whether doing something or not doing something will determine whether your retirement is golden years or golden arches. And what I mean by that, yes, that is a reference to McDonald's. Because when you look at McDonald's, it's sad sometimes that you'll see you've got teenagers and you've got the elderly working at McDonald's. And my guess is those elderly people working at McDonald's, it's not because that was their dream job. They're there because they have to be there, because they didn't take the time to plan, they didn't save enough money for their retirement, and Social Security is just not cutting it. They may not have had any sort of retirement plan through a company-sponsored plan or anything along those lines, so it's imperative. It is absolutely critical that people take action right now, regardless. If you're 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60, even if you're 70 or older, you still need to be doing something right now to make sure that you can provide for yourself during your retirement.
Well, let's begin with the A of the action and the assessment. How do I make that assessment? Or maybe the C as well. What is this self-critique, this overview of my own situation?
Well, and they really tie in together. You know, you mentioned the A and the C kind of at the same time, because what we're going to do is, first of all, we've got to point out, is there a need? Is there really a need for this? And if you look at estate planning first, with estate planning, what people do, a lot of times we talked earlier with asset protection, and the misnomer that people have a lot of times is that if my overall asset structure isn't worth $5, $10, $15 million, I guess I don't need asset protection. That's just for those people that have, you know, 10,000 square foot houses or the yachts or the jets. If we don't fall in that category, we don't need asset protection. And that's simply not the case. It's the same way with estates. People hear that word estate and they think about the ultra wealthy. They think almost aristocracy. They think about a 400-acre spread that's got the castle or mansion. And that's simply not what we mean with an estate. Fact is, everyone has an estate. Now, that estate may be that 50-room mansion, but it may also be that $50. So when we're looking at this,